בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. Let us not forget that the only reason Hashem created us is in order to share His goodness with us. We will ultimately experience that goodness in the next world, Olam Haba. And the way to earn that goodness in the next world is by the things we do in this world. We've discussed that the most potent thing we can focus on in this world, as discussed by the Torah commentaries, is to build our emunah and bitachon. One very potent way of expressing our belief in Hashem, our emunah and bitachon in Hashem, is by following His mitzvahs. When we follow Hashem's mitzvahs, we're showing that we believe that He exists. We believe that what He commanded us is the ideal way. When we perform Hashem's mitzvahs, we are thereby expressing our emunah, our belief in Hashem, that Hashem exists and Hashem is the one who commanded us to do these things, and that being the case, we will do so. And in the same way, the details, and sometimes very intricate details, that are involved in the performance of each of the mitzvahs, if that is the way the Torah authorities have prescribed the mitzvahs to be followed, that is ultimately the way Hashem wants us to fulfill the mitzvahs. And the more we believe in Him, the more we will be careful to fulfill the mitzvahs exactly as Hashem has prescribed us to do in all their intricate details. We have right now the most incredible opportunity to be celebrating the days of Chol HaMoed. All of the mitzvahs are important, and as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches, one can never know which mitzvah is bigger than another, and therefore we are to treat all the mitzvahs with tremendous importance and do our best to fulfill them all in all the intricate details, thereby expressing our belief, our emunah in Hashem. Although all of the mitzvahs are of paramount importance, one sometimes gets a feeling of a certain importance that Hashem shines upon certain mitzvahs. Let's explore the mitzvah of Chol HaMoed to try and appreciate the tremendous opportunity we have during these days. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that one who disgraces the festivals, even if he possesses the merit of Torah and good deeds, he does not receive a portion in the world to come. The commentaries explain that this Mishnah refers to somebody who disgraces the days of Chol HaMoed by doing one of two things. Either by doing forbidden forms of work during these days, or alternatively by eating and drinking as if it's a regular weekday, as opposed to a more lavish, respectable meal similar to Shabbos and Yom Tov. These are very strong words. All of the mitzvahs are important, but when the Torah is teaching us that somebody who does not treat Chol HaMoed in the right way, they forfeit their portion in the next world, that gives us an indication that the days of Chol HaMoed are extremely important in Hashem's eyes. We will explore, Bezrat Hashem, perhaps some of the reasons why these days may be so important. But again, the bottom line is, if Hashem says that these days are important to the point that if we don't treat them in the right way, we could, God forbid, forfeit our portion in Olam Haba, if we believe in Hashem, we take those words seriously and make our maximum effort to treat Chol HaMoed in the right way. So, based on this Mishnah, step number one is to do our best to learn about the laws of Chol HaMoed and to try to follow them as best as we can. And secondly, to make an effort to eat and drink during these days in a similar way to how we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to show that we are celebrating the days of Chol HaMoed together with Hashem.